Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We welcome back Dr. Eyal Penko, who is a senior research fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and a researcher and lecturer in intelligence. Doctor, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Hope you're all good.
We're all good, Doctor, and hope you're keeping well too in and amongst what is transpiring in our world at the moment, Doctor. So the question we are looking at and what we are analyzing right now following Saturday night, U.S.-Israel relations, the question we're posing now, has the Iranian attack intensified American relations with Israel? My question to you, the U.S. Is cautioning on retaliation, though. Could this further deepen relations between Israel and the United States, deepen differences and, yes, relation differences between the two countries?
You know, after this Saturday, I start to believe that the Israeli-U.S. Relationships are like a Catholic marriage. You cannot do it with and you cannot without. But except really of the joke, or trying to amuse a bit in this serious matter, I think that the last Saturday showed how deep and strong are the U.S.-Israel relationships. Even we see this sinus wave of very strong support in the beginning of the war, and after that weakening of the war of the support, mainly because of Muslim Brotherhood impacts or pressure that are coming from the U.S. towards Biden, and then you know Biden start to dance a little bit waltz to try to figure out how to deal with both of things, including some threats on Israel. And even not putting a veto on the agreement against Israel or the decision against Israel. So I do believe that the relationships are very strong. And, you know, it only depends on the momentarily issues or I don't know if to call it the dilemmas or challenges from inside the U.S., that made it shaky.
Right.
But it's very interesting to see what is happening in the last 2 months or so.
It is. It's actually quite a contrast, Doctor, as you've just mentioned now, within the contrast as of late. But could we have possibly seen, following this attack on Saturday night, Iran, so if I can put it this way, testing Western waters to create further division in terms of Israeli support?
The issue here is that the main issue is not only Iran, and this is something very important to figure out, because Iran is the Shia actor inside the U.S. or from the outside of the U.S., but you have also inside the Muslim Brotherhood, which is supported by Qatar, and it's a Sunni organization, and they don't like each other very much as well. So this is some kind of turbulence that we are inside, which mainly causing by the fight inside the Islam, really. You know, it's very problematic, but we see that Iran tries to be the influencer or the one that is controlling the Middle East, while Qatar is doing that in the other way. And we are going by the waves of that in many cases.
Right. Doctor, earlier in my show, I mentioned something to the effect that, as you've mentioned, it's been a contrast in relationships between the United States and Israel as of late. Looking at the United States' stance regarding Israel's activity in Gaza and its, differences it showed up until now. Do you think that Iran was somewhat surprised by the United States' support and the United Kingdom's support, for that matter, when they fired those missiles, because there was significant RAF and UAE and United States Air Force involvement during that attack?
I fully believe that they were surprised. You know, from all this, all the story of this attack from Iran is very strange. First, this is not according to any Iranian doctrine. The Iranian doctrine is to put someone else, the proxy's organization, in the front and let them kill themselves.
Yeah.
So we didn't see any attack from 1979 from the Ayatollah regime until today. No, nothing like that.
Right.
Secondly, they said that they announced the U.S. that they are going to attack in order to, you know, to revenge the killing that was not taken. Nobody took responsibility for that. So they are announcing up front when they're going to attack and how. This is a very strange story.
Indeed.
And the U.S. that knew, and the Israel that knew about that, this is something like, okay, we understand that you want to take your revenge. Okay, you have now a window of 48 hours, take the revenge. And exactly at 11 o'clock in the evening, let's do that. Let's finish that small issue and let's continue. Yeah. So the whole story is strange, but I do believe that the Iranian didn't expect not the Jordanian, not the British,
exactly,
to take part of that and to help Israel.
Doctor, you mentioned something.
The U.S.
Sorry, you broke up there. I thought you had concluded. Please carry on.
No, I said that maybe they didn't. They were not surprised a lot of the U.S. participation in that, but for sure they were surprised about the Jordanian and the British one.
Right.
We also were surprised.
Exactly, Doctor. And coupled with that, you mentioned something interesting earlier on. The 1979. Active action from Iran during the Ayatollah's reign at the time. I mean, how many years has it been? Sorry, my maths is just a bit off at the moment. But this is the first time Iran has actually done something like it did on Saturday. Could it possibly have been because they just wanted to flaunt their capabilities to show what they've got available to them? And much to their surprise, it was repulsed.
Yeah, I think first this is I studied the Iranian strategy for many years in the intelligence and after that in the academy, and I can tell you this is totally not as they operate. And I do believe that they took some encouragement from the fact that Biden didn't support Israel for the last 2 months and pushed Israel for things that Israel didn't want to do, including the aid and the floating port and more. Even told Israel that they will not support with ammunition. So I think this was encouraging for them.
Right.
And secondly, the way that Israel is doing in the war, I would say even very poorly, no maneuver. Israel is, in most of the troops went out from Gaza. They are not maneuvering into the Rafah area where the real Hamas force is over there.
Okay.
So I think they were encouraged because of those two elements.
Sure. Sure, Doctor.
Or two group of factors. And now let's show our force and power.
Right. Doctor, we've just about run out of time. Thank you so much once again for joining us to give us your take on this Iranian attack that took place on Saturday night. Dr. Eyal Pinko, Senior Research Fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and also a researcher and lecturer in intelligence.